Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again, where we get to dive into the Word of God, where we gather for our online devotion. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on the Open Heaven Hour, we gather every morning just to take our devotion. We dive into the Word of God and we get to sit down and listen to what God has to tell us every single day. This is our very own mapping platform. The Lord has laid out the map of our lives in the Word of God. And what better way to unwrap this precious gift than to sit with the King of Kings and His Word. Today is the 27th day in the month of December 2024. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful Friday. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, Redemption. Redemption. I'm today is taken from Him too. From our Open Heaven Manual, in 2, Amazing Grace. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelation chapter 12 to chapter 14. Revelation from chapter 12 to chapter 14. Our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, which says, In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 6 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 2 from verse 6 to 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 6 it reads, Therefore it is also contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion, a chief cornerstone elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builder rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and the stone of stumbling, and a stone and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word, to which they were already, they were also appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, every human being needs redemption. This is because the natural state of fallen man is that of bondage to sin. Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Thank God that the redemption we got through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ has freed us from the bondage of sin. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The forgiveness of sin, like we see in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, release from the curse of the law, like we see in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, freedom from the bonds of sin, like we see in Titus chapter 2 verse 14, and 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 14 to 18. Righteousness, like we see in Romans chapter 5 verse 17. Reconciliation with God, like we see in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 18 to 20. Adoption into God's family, like we see in Galatians chapter 4 verse 5. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit, like we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 19 to 20, and eternal life, like we see in John chapter 3 verse 16, are some of the advantages of redemption. While many unbelievers see the Christian lifestyle as slavery because of its restrictions, the truth is that Christians are the ones who are free. A married woman has to submit to her husband, and that comes with restrictions. But if you ask our counterparts who are single, they will tell you that they prefer to be married. A jobless drunkard may laugh at someone who is rushing to work on a Monday morning and say that the fellow is not enjoying life. However, who is really suffering? The drunkard is the one under the bondage of alcohol. Unbelievers are locked in a prison, but they do not know it. Your prayer should be that the Almighty God should open their eyes as he opened yours, and that they should come out of their prison and step into the freedom that Jesus has made available for them. Beloved, do not ever be ashamed to talk about the restrictions that comes with being redeemed. Yes, you're carrying the yoke of Christ, but his yoke is far lighter than that of the devil, and his burden is way easier, like we see in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30. When a person becomes born again, the first thing he or she experiences is peace. A great burden is lifted up the fellow's shoulders. A burden he or she did not realize was there before. If you have not given your life to Christ today, you are in prison. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ today so that he can set you free. Our open heaven today comes with a key point that says, let the redeemed of the Lord proclaim their freedom with boldness and joy, because they are free indeed. Proclaim that you are saved. Let nations hear your testimony. And through your testimonies, you might just be bringing so many people under the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us today. As today's open heaven been a blessing to you, and I'm sure it has. If it has been a blessing to you, I would also like you to be a blessing to somebody today. You can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefathersradio.com, and on our mobile app, which you can get on Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. We do hope you join us next time till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.